KO4CEF Mobile on Echo Link.
TFW Mobile.
Good evening, Ken. How you doing? How was work today?
Cold and wet.
It's definitely cold. Doggone, I hadn't even realized how cold it was. I stepped outside the plane.
Yeah, I've been out in it off and on all day long, and it definitely feels colder now than it did this morning. We missed you this morning.
Yeah, I was in a hurry trying to get to work, and I was running a little behind and didn't have time to do all the Echo Link stuff, so I had the radio going listening, but, you know, the rubber ducky inside the car just ain't going to cut it.
Either contemplated that you either had something come up, you had to be there early, or you hit the snooze a couple extra times since it was raining.
I love to hit the snooze. I was a few minutes behind, but just didn't have time to throw the antenna up, and once I got on the road, it was too late to do Echo Link.
Well, if you ever run late again, don't worry about it. Me and Patrick will come up with some story while you're late.
That's quite all right. And the bad part is y'all probably not ever going to be far off either.
Probably right. So, little cartoon, the guy hit the snooze one too many times, and now he's got one little hole scraped off in the frost trying to rush to work. I thought about you when I saw that.
I'm not going to say it ain't ever happened, but usually I try to pick out the first thing before I start fixing my coffee and all that. I look to see if there's any frost on the truck. If so, I'll go ahead and run out and turn it on and then go back inside and deal with all the other stuff.
Time you're not scared somebody's going to take it on you?
I usually lock it up. I mean, both vehicles will lock. I mean, the wife's car is keep the keys on you, but the truck, you got to leave the keys in it. I just lock the door whenever I get out, though, and use the keypad to get back in it.
KN4TFW.
Man, it took me forever to get home yesterday. Doggone, interstate was backed up, so I went the back way, ran into a train, and then had some dude pull out in front of me, and I almost slid into him. I would have T-boned him good, but luckily he got stopped in time before he pulled on out. KO4CEF.
There's been something wrong out on the interstate. You know, I never did see it, but I know right there in Lyman there was a lot of cars for some reason.
Yeah, some days, I don't know, you get right here at 290 and it gets backed up. I don't know if they need to expand this ramp so more people can get off or what, but man, it's been crazy. If you hit this part of the interstate at the wrong time, it's almost as bad as 14.
I mean, when you, like on Wade Hampton Boulevard, when you got to wait, you know, three lights to get through the light, yeah, there's definitely something wrong.
The bad part is they build more and more neighborhoods, which is, you know, great for the people buying, but, you know, some areas are not really ready for it a lot of times as they're building these new neighborhoods.
You invest in the infrastructure, and now our hospitals and the, you know, the doctor's offices are all overwhelmed because there's too many people and they're not set up for that.
Oh, yeah, you definitely see a good bit of that. I mean, like I said, the doctors and everything else, roads. I mean, it's crazy. Even up where I live in Bowling Springs, man, it's always been a boom up there for a while, but it seems like it's really going, and I don't see how that area can even handle it.
The layoff's starting to come. I got to believe it's going to come to a screeching halt here pretty quick.
Yeah, roger that. You see where Amazon's going to lay off a ton of people?
And I saw FedEx was furloughing a bunch of people, and a couple of other tech companies was laying off. Patrick, who was it? Patrick? No, my boss. One of the bosses at work said ZF was laying off.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think if I remember, it was like 10,000 people Amazon was going to lay off, and that's pretty scary considering, you know, the holiday shopping season is right around the corner and they're laying people off. I don't know. That don't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling at all. I mean, because even Black Friday, you would think they would need all those people, but somehow they're laying that many people off.
I think it's on the tech side of their business, like the Alexa stuff and everything. I don't think all that is doing too well, and so they're going to be laying them off of that. And then I saw where, you know, that train train strike is still kind of up in the air. They, you know, they ain't agreed on anything with that. And then I saw where, you know, fuel was supposed to be going up now. Oil's supposed to get up to $120 a barrel and kind of hang there for a couple of years.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I don't see any end in sight to any of it right now. He was hoping, you know, you kind of hope after this much time it would start getting better, but, man, we're far from it.
Be by the end of 24, and that's a big maybe.
I don't know. I'm not really holding out hope for it because, you know, it don't really get too much into politics, but you look at this last one, and I don't have much hope for the next one. So.
Hear you on that. You know, that's, all you can hope is that people will wake up.
I tell you what, it's definitely bad. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, maybe doctors and lawyers and stuff, but I don't know how normal people are not trying to figure out ways to cut back. I mean, I ain't bought nothing on Amazon in a month or two, and that's just sad. Considering how often I was, now I look at it and go, man, do I need that? Am I need that duplex or that bad right now? Sad state.
And they're laying off. KN4GFW.
Try that one more time. I didn't get hardly any of that on Echo Link.
We know the reason why Amazon's laying off. You caused it.
Because I quit ordering, now they had to lay 10,000 people off. That'd be pretty sad, but I'm sure I'm definitely not the only one.
In the mix like we are and that, and all doing the same thing, and that'll do it.
Oh yeah, and, you know, the whole diesel shortage, I mean, prices of diesel aren't going to come down. It's just going to keep ebbing away, and you know, everything's just got, you're going to pay for it at the end of the day, whether your diesel's going to help pay for it.
I was talking to the FedEx driver, and I guess they're furloughing a lot of people, moving them to other areas if they want to go, because just their freight is down. And you would think this would be their busy time of the year.
Yeah, I definitely think that's telling if, you know, places like FedEx are laying off and people aren't buying or they're not shipping as much as they used to. I mean, that definitely shows that there's probably not as much commerce happening. People are starting to save their money for the things they got to have versus what they just want.
I was reading an article, I think it was Jeff Bezos, was saying that people needed to not buy big ticket items, no cars, TVs, you know, big ticket stuff. They need to, you know, just lay low for a little bit and see how everything's going to pan out.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I agree with that. I mean, I know my spending has definitely changed over the last couple months. I mean, for a while it was fine, but, you know, the longer this goes on, you know, you don't want to keep ebbing in the savings and you got to start squirreling back. But I did read that they said most people are starting to exhaust all their savings now because to try to make ends meet.
All them student loans start coming due again in January, right?
I will just forgive those and put that on the taxpayer.
I was in my bad spot. Yeah, I guess they got it halted for right now, and that until they work out if it's legal or not, and they're thinking it's not legal.
So have you read anything about this South Carolina tax refund, rebate, or whatever it is?
News that it was saying that a lot of people was going to get it, and it had to do with your 2021 tax return or whatever, but I don't know what made you eligible for it or anything.
Yeah, I hadn't even really checked. I thought about it yesterday, and I read up on it because I didn't know if married couples, each person got a check or whether it's supposed to be two separate checks. But apparently, if you get one, it's just one. And I guess I need to get out my tax returns from last year and see. Because it'd be nice to get something. I mean, if you're going to give it away, I want some of it. I figure I had to pay it back later at some point.
Now I think I was reading or heard where the administration was wanting to give so many billions of dollars to, I believe it was India, to help their infrastructure to get off of coal. You know, we ain't going to do anything with our infrastructure. We're just going to shut everything down with no power, but we're going to give all our money away to help other countries.
Yeah, they'll just print more, and that's what they'll give to them is the fresh bills. But, I mean, they said they were going to shut down coal in the U.S., so West Virginia's going to be in a pickle.
And for global warming, to stop making all these big cities and stop cutting down all the darn trees and putting in roads and parking lot, you're moving all the water from one place to, you know, from all over to one place, and then you're, you know, making everything that gets hot and everything, and then you want to go to solar, well, they put off heat and everything, so, I mean, they're just making it worse. I mean, you don't know what it was like 10,000 years ago. It was probably just like it was today.
Yeah, I know. There's definitely some big inconsistencies. I mean, maybe we do. I mean, it would surprise me if we add to it, but at the same time, I mean, we've been through all different kinds of cycles of the Earth already, even, you know, the giant glaciers and everything else. So, I mean, who knows? We ain't even been here long enough to really figure it out.
TFW, I know when I was growing up, they were saying, you know, in 20 years when I was a teenager, we'd be out of oil and the coastal towns would all be flooded and everything, but that ain't happened. I mean, they said, you know, some of the tallest mountains, peaks, you know, would never ever have any more snow on them anymore, but, I mean, you know, they still do.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I think a lot of it's a guessing game, and, you know, even a few hundred years of data is still very, very short in the grand scheme of things. So, I question a lot of that. You know, we don't want to ruin what we've got and where we live, but at the same time, I mean, we can't, some of the stuff we're doing, just trying to go to electric, convince ourselves that all that's better, but just the sheer amount of coal and carbon that's used to build an EV is still super high, just as much as a gasoline engine is at the end of the day whenever that car is said and done. So, I don't know. You don't even know what to believe anymore. KO4CEM.
Just some people's agenda want to do with it so they can push their ideas and try to tell you that your way is bad. And then, you know, then years later you find out it ain't. I didn't get any of that. Flood over here in Greer. You still out there, Andrew?
Clem?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now, Ken? KO4CE.
Now. Did you hear another station in there?
I don't know. I lost my Bluetooth connection and it dropped back to speaker and I don't know. Everything went haywire and then the wife ended up calling me. So yeah, if there was, I missed it.
54QM. US 4QM.
But Echo Link's a little funny about that, cutting stuff off here and there.
54QM.
Just wanted to pop in and say hello. And I'm over here in Spartanburg at an HT. How am I hitting you?
I'm over here in Greer. Just left Spartanburg up there at Gossett Road.
Very good. I appreciate that. I don't know how I'm getting out of it. It's just a simple little TYT HT.
The way the weather is right now, that you're doing pretty good. The name over here is Ken, and Andrew is over on Echo Link.
Roger that. KYQ4M. Roy, I'm in Spartanburg. Can you give me your numbers again?
Hello, November 4th, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
My call sign is Kilo Oscar 4. Charlie Echo Foxtrot. Name here's Andrew. Gentlemen, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Can you be safe on the rest of your trip? And like I said, I missed the call sign, but station, HT doing good. It's sounded good coming through Echo Link. So, I mean, you're hitting the repeater really well. Hopefully we'll hear you back on the repeater again sometime. But y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
73, Andrew. Glad you made it back to the house. KN4TFW. There, Patrick. You made it back to the house yet? 4TFW. Did I lose everybody? 4TFW. QSY.
KO4ZEW, mobile and monitoring. That's your call sign, but are you still on? I heard you just a couple minutes ago.
Right, 4QM, you copy?
Now, this is Ben, KO4ZEW.
Roger that. I moved over to a mobile unit here that I'm trying to work.
I'm about in or kind of a bad spot. I'm driving on the way to pick up my daughter, but, you know, we met at the October Brawlers meeting.
Can you repeat that? We met where?
Right now, at the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meeting in October.
Roger that. Roger that. Yeah, I'm still here.
Sounds like you got that mobile going pretty well.
Yeah, I've got it as a base unit with a J-pole. It seems to work pretty good, but I...
You're coming from, I think, North Spartanburg somewhere, and is that one of those copper pipe J-poles?
Yeah, roger that, exactly. It's one of those copper pipe things, but it seems to work pretty good. I got it about a month ago at Hamfest, but it seems to work.
Talk to says that they work fantastic, especially for homebrew.
They advertise that it works on 440, but I don't think it does that. I think it's just good where it is, but I don't think it's good for 440 because my SWR goes right off the record.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about them, but I think they are 2 meter band only.
Yeah, it's really strange here because I got my mobile radio here hooked up as a base, and I got to listen to you on a scanner because I can't get any sound to come through my base unit, but it works.
Crazy. So I guess you'll have to just fiddle around with the base unit and see what you figure out, because this repeater doesn't use any tones or encoding or anything.
Yeah, I'm still showing a high SWR here, whatever, it's in the red, but it's working, and I got that copper pipe thing working, so, but we'll see.
Sounds like it's doing well.
Where are you at? I'm just wondering about my reach here, KY4QM.
I'm right about north Simpsonville, south of Malden. So I'm still a distance from Caesar's Head. But that's pretty, this repeater has pretty good range.
Affirmative. It does work pretty good. I'm still trying to get all my ducks in a row here with these radios, but I appreciate you coming back to me and talking to me, and have a good night.
Too. It's good to hear a familiar voice every now and then. I'm learning people by voice and partial call signs. KO4ZW will be mobile monitoring on your final.
Just confirm your call is KO4ZW.
Close. It's KO4ZEW. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Roger that. Thank you. I'm just trying to make my log. You have a good night. 73s.
KO4HKX mobile. N4ZLK mobile.
You too. Hope you had a good night.
I got got caught up in something when I got home this morning. It wasn't long, but it was longer than I intended, and didn't get to bed as soon as I needed to. But I'm pulling in the parking lot. I just wanted to say hello. I hope you had a good day.
Getting cold. I've done good. And I was going to ask you because I heard you on the radio earlier.
I heard Dave in there. I said hello to him. But I was doing something else, too, at the same time and got a little distracted. Anyway, but I was warm and dry all day, and I was thinking it was going to stop before this.
I thought it was supposed to stop around now, but it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. So you be careful out there on the road tonight.
N4ZLK, 73 Patrick.
Shane, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
4HKX, KO4PXB.
Good, Lloyd. I hope you're not on 85.
Still probably about 6 minutes ago, but it had smooth sailing all the way in, so I was definitely good on that part.
Use some lottery tickets then.
Yeah, I'm going by Sphinx right now. I'll pull in and do that.
Sailing on a rainy day on 85. Yeah. You're a lucky man today.
Yep, that is definitely true. That is definitely true. Excuse me. Any point in time, have smooth sailing on 85, especially rainy and cold, is a good day.
Somebody else trying to come in?
For some reason, either a station's trying to come in and they don't have enough power on their system, but you can hear, so far I've heard them break squelch a couple times, but nobody ever comes back.
That I didn't know if it was me or not, but we'll just leave a little room for them. Maybe they'll make it in. But you have a good day at work so far, or now that it's over?
Definitely had a good day. Updated some our backup software. Updated the software on it, and did some troubleshooting on some other backup software. Got some quotes to spend money on more storage, and so that's pretty much my days every single day.
Well, I hope you enjoy that kind of thing.
Yep, I definitely, I most certainly do. Like I said, I enjoy it, and I thank my wife every point in time that I can, because she mentioned that I should get my degree in computers, so I did, and been good ever since.
Did you enjoy it? Because what you were talking about doesn't sound like no fun at all to me.
It can get hectic because no place will ever have enough storage, and it's with the cost of going up and stuff, and you really have to keep on it to make sure that you don't run out of storage, and right, more so right now, because it's hard to get items.
What isn't hard to get right now is the question.
Well, the bill collectors, but the people sending you out bills, they find you pretty easy.
One thing that'll never be hard to get is a bill.
Yeah, that person bill, they must just love me to death.
A degree in computer networking or what?
My degree is in computer networking and server management. I've got 16 classes to have my 4-year degree in it, so that's what I'm working on now. It's just very hard to get because I don't understand it. I understand the idea of what they say, where I need to have a biology and some other classes to make you a more rounded person in the degree field, but I don't understand where having a degree in computers and knowing how to dissect a plant or a frog or whatever is going to help me in that degree.
KO4 ZEW Mobile, monitoring.
Good afternoon, Ben. You got Patrick and Lloyd here.
Cool. Good cold, wet evening to you both.
It's KO4PXB. Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to build another fire in the fireplace like I did yesterday. So it was definitely nice.
It's nice. Good warm fire on a day like today. Yeah, that's one of the best things. I would go to sleep for sure.
That and a good bowl of chili or some good warm soup. Yeah, buddy.
It is getting to be chili season for sure.
That's for sure. A good bowl of chili. Yeah. Maybe a little cake and cornbread. Mm-hmm.
If you ever go, if y'all ever go camping, definitely the good thing to do is take you an iron skillet and get them coals nice and hot and put that skillet in the fire and then have the cornbread mix made into it and let that cook. You'll never go back to regular cornbread when you're camping again.
Well, under the, I know that's a lot of weight to call to carry in a cast iron skillet, but that sounds like it would absolutely be worth it. Is this like where you you pre-mix the cornbread mix like you do for pancakes?
So then you just put the lid on it and put it in the hot coals, and it just is awesome.
Give that a try next time we go. And you're using a Dutch oven to do that with, or what kind of skillet you using to do it with?
Regular cast iron skillet, just the black cast iron skillet. Just put it in the fireplace, not in the fireplace, but the hot coals of the fire, and it'll cook. And just leave the lid on it till the time's up. Don't take the lid off because that messes. It takes away the heat, but it is definitely good.
I'm assuming you're on your way home now.
Just a quick errand stop, but I'm on the way to the school right now. One of my, I love the camping trips where when you do the hobo's dinner, where you wrap some potatoes cubes and some cut up carrots and some hamburger meat seasoning. You wrap it all up in aluminum foil, seal it real good, and just throw it in there and let it cook. Those are a lot of fun, too.
That is definitely good. Another thing, even though it takes a little more time to do, but they taste better, is to get those little swing tripods. It actually has an adjustable chain on it, and it then has a grate, and you put your hamburgers or whatever, like chicken or whatever you want on there, and you just keep it swinging over the hot coals, and they will cook, and that is one of the best, juiciest hamburgers or anything that you'll have because it doesn't set down over the flame and get burnt or charred.
Cue up.
KY4, I couldn't get the last of the call.
You let me in, KY4QM. You guys have all these good recipes. Are you planning for what might be coming, the bad things?
They're just talking about some camping. At least that's what I am. But, gentlemen, I am pulling into the driveway, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Good to talk to you. Good to see you. I think it's Roy, if I'm mistaken. If not, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll have a good evening, KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
And I'm at my daughter's school. I'm going to sign off as well. Leave you all to it. Yeah, always good to talk camping. I don't get to do it enough, so. KO4ZEW, this is Ben, and I'll be clear.
KO4PXB, I'm still in here for a few more minutes, and then I got to get my daughter from the daycare. Then takes me about 5 to 6 minutes to do that, and then I'll be back. But we can talk till then. Yeah, but camping, and my wife had done that over 20-some years, and we started out tent camping, and then now we're in a 34-foot towable. And so it's definitely a fun thing to do, especially going from the tent camping to a pop-up and then as we are now.
afternoon?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, it's my birthday today, so I can tell by the weather it's my birthday. We spoke before. My name's Kurt. What was your name again? I think it was Andy. Is that right?
It's Lloyd. Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Serious apologies. You have to pardon me as my brain tries to make it over the synapse.
That's fine. Now you'll recall it, you know, when you hear it again. I think everybody does that every once in a while. Just we hear so many voices and they sound different on the radio, so it's, you hear them so quick, you're going, now what was his name or call sign?
My intentions are entirely pure.
I appreciate it and understand. So hopefully you had a good birthday today, even though it was raining.
Drawing breath, praising God for it, thankful for every single thing I have. I'm just coming back from the gun range, from breaking in a new toy. I'm over here on Pleasantburg, headed toward 29.
What birthday toy did you get?
After inspecting my friend's version of it, I got a Taurus G2C out the door, brand new, $230.
Yeah, that's definitely good. And always shooting time is, and range time is very fun. Just makes you forget about the day and pretty much anything else.
All right, ma'am. Yeah, it's my therapy and hobby. My dad played a lot of golf and was at the golfing range a lot. I can't really do that due to my knees and back, so the shooting range fulfills that place in my life.
Even though there's no rule on the golf course that you actually have to use a driver on the either off the tee box, if you wanted to and you could get away with it, you could putt it, because it's all a matter of getting that ball in a straight line for the furthest distance.
Back in the day, I actually played on a youth competitive golf circuit. I played with some guys that just swore off drivers entirely and used medium irons off the tee box exclusively, and they were some of the best golfers because their accuracy was so much better.
That's why I liked playing at Donaldson Center, but I was so sad to hear that it closed, because I'm a major hacker, so those wide open ranges out there made it nice when somebody that's just trying to learn to play.
Reese out of playing Donaldson Center as well as Bonnie Bray, both those golf courses are history now.
Found out about Bonnie Bray closing probably about 6 to 7 months ago. Just was shocked me that it's now at subdivision 2. It's like, man.
Bray used to be very good.
Yeah, the only because I went out there when I was still trying to learn, and people were rushing me a little bit, and that's why I just asked them just to go ahead and let them play around me.
Subdivisions are just sucking everything that's good in the county.
Over 40 years here, and with memories, through all the eras going back to 1975, I can tell you that the way the look of the growth is just not very handsome when it appears to be so unmanaged. You got the out of state developers coming out and just absolutely clear cutting everything down to the bare earth. So my neighborhood is 45 years old, and once upon a time it was nothing but fields and orchards. But the people developing the neighborhood at that time left plenty of mature old growth trees, and as the saying goes, worked around it, and it's still a very beautiful, vibrant neighborhood.
Honey Ray, it was a great course. I'm sad to see it go away.
One house that, you know, the lot was not clear cut, and when I found one that has still plenty of trees, that's the one me and my wife decided on, and that's what we went with.
Older majestic trees add a lot of character and serve as a majestic element to any lot. And the same thing goes for a handsome size lot for a decent front backyard. You don't see that very much with this new growth.
4QM. Play that course every week, and it was good. It was always kept up, and sorry to see it go.
RMM, I echo those sentiments. I don't think I played it every week, but I played it enough to have a lot of great memories on Bonnie Bray. I remember several of the holes. My favorite hole on the whole golf course was number 2, which I think was a par 3, if I remember correctly.
Seems strange, and it hurts that we're losing all tradition, even golf courses and everything. We're losing tradition.
I'm a sucker for tradition, and it's kind of bittersweet to see beautiful fields and pastures, go transformed into, jumbled subdivisions of white siding, slab homes, and they seem to pop up in a matter of months after the clear cutting. KO4RMM. For all the little critters that lived in those woods and fields in those areas, they've got to go somewhere if they're not killed by the heavy equipment.
Hello, everybody. We need to stand up and protect ourselves. Is there anybody out there to stand up with me?
4RMM here.
Have things going on, and we need to protect ourselves or stand up or whatever. To stand up and protect ourselves and without being overrun.
With you to 100% in the concept here, I'm not so sure what the specifics are you're referring to.
Great. I think we need to move forward, and I don't know what we need to do, but we need to gather together.
Well, you're dead on about that. It's been an incredibly frustrating and disconcerting week going back to Election Day. It's been a bitter disappointment for me. I don't want to get all too political, but, I'm used to a voting day. I'm used to people showing up on casting their ballot in person with ID. We got states literally, not our state yet, thank God, but enough states in the union literally mailing out ballots unsolicitously to everyone on their voter rolls. So whether you had any interest in voting or not, you get a ballot. You don't have to request it. People have you just say, if you're not interested, they say, well, just sign the envelope here and then sign here on the ballot and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, exactly. You are affirmative correct. I don't know what we're going to do, but we need to gather.
Again, I agree 100%. People of like mind do need to coalesce, do need to organize, do need to come together and agree on a few basic things and put aside petty differences, knowing that the primary issue is we face the same, a common enemy, and we just need to unify and keep that paramount. KO4RMM.
Yeah, I'm really tired of law enforcement, and just hit me up, KY4QM, and we'll figure out something, because it's not working. Thank you.
4-6. Hit me up with the rest of that call sign, if you would.
If I'm KY4QM, Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec, Mike.
Copy, KY4QM. I'm Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike. My name is Kurt. I'll look you up.
Absolutely. We need to communicate.
QSO, look forward to talking with you more. This is K04RMN.
Give me your call again.
Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike. Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike.
Roger that. Got it. 4QM. KY4, KO4, Romeo, Mike.
CLX Mobile, monitoring.
KY4QM.
Let me get the whole call. QN and 6CLX here.
Roger. What was that all about?
Saying I'm here. And listening.
Roger that. You want to talk?
Work and headed back over to Greenville from Spartanburg.
Well, that's good. Good. Okay. 4QM. KY4QM.